USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal prosecutors have subpoenaed materials tied to Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's memoir, American Crisis, from individuals who edited earlier versions of the book and part of their probe into COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes caused by Cuomo's mandate. A New York City-based psychiatrist spewed racism at the Yale School of Medicine in April that she had fantasies of unloading a revolver into the head of any white person that got in her way.
Fantasies of unloading a revolver into the head of any white person that got in my way, burying their body, and wiping my bloody hands as I walked away relatively guiltless. What sounds like that? Like I did a world favor.
Dr. Aruna Kilanani spewed the racism at Yale's Institute Child Study Center on April 6th. Dr. Kilanani now claims she was speaking metaphorically. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Chase Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Chase said I had to try sonsoflibertycbd.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Supply chains continue to feel the effect of the global pandemic. Tim Berg tells us why from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau.
Global supply chain disruptions caused mainly by the COVID-19 pandemic have created shortages of computer chips, recliners, and many other products in the United States. These shortages have forced companies to make fundamental changes in how they operate to keep up with rebounding consumer demand. The pandemic hitting a variety of industries that have been cutting back on inventories for years to lower costs. The practice known as just-in-time inventory management exacerbated worldwide shortages when the public consumers rebounding from the pandemic faced shortages from chicken wings to lumber.
Russia will ban 9 Canadian citizens from entering its territory indefinitely, its foreign minister said on Monday in response to Canadian sanctions imposed in March over human rights concerns. Canada, on March 24, set new sanctions on 9 Russian officials over gross and systemic violations of human rights in Russia. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Vice President Kamala Harris delivered remarks after meeting Guatemalan President Jaimate on Monday.
Entrepreneurs who are focused on climate, who are focused on what might happen, which is to protect our environment, but also see the capacity for jobs and economic development as a connection with that pursuit. I will also continue to work with CEOs around the world to encourage investment in Guatemala. And, Mr. President, I look forward to working with you on that. As I shared with you, in Washington, D.C., I recently convened some of our biggest CEOs who have a profound interest for many reasons on supporting the work that happens here and the work that can happen here in Guatemala to, again, uplift folks who may have been overlooked or neglected, but also uplift the natural capacity and resources of this beautiful country. Which brings me to our third area of discussion and agreement. The President and I discussed the importance of anti-corruption and the importance of an independent judiciary. The United States will create an anti-corruption task force, the first of its kind. Our Justice Department, our Treasury Department, and our State Department will work together to conduct investigations and train local law enforcement to conduct their own.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.